Rob, you turn home early in the game, missed opportunities, put the ball on the ground. Tom ends up coming back to you. How big was it to get back out there and get back involved in the offense and have an impact play?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I had a fumble and everything, a couple of drops, and just got to execute those plays. Can't be having that. Hurts the team a lot, and got to be protecting the ball better. No doubt about that. And it's awesome that Tom came back to me, trusting my abilities, trusting me throughout the whole game, running-wise, running behind me still, kept throwing me passes. So it was overall a great team win. A lot of players did a lot of great things. The running backs had a great game. The linemen have a great game. And overall, awesome team win.
What was the turning point for you guys offensively?
Definitely in the third quarter for sure, but just running the ball out there, executing. We got to be doing that for all four quarters, not turning the ball over and just going out, be able to run the ball, be able to pass the ball. So third quarter, we got our rhythm going and ended up going pretty well from there.
Does the team ever feel like it's out of it, that it's in trouble? It just seemed like you guys were calm no matter what was going on in the first half there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't panic. I mean, it's a long game, and that's why you got to play all 60 minutes. And that's what we did. We played all 60 minutes, and we just got to come out stronger in the first half and be able to execute better. And that's what you got to do.
How big was the spikes hit before the half? Seems like you guys shot yourselves a little bit in the foot offensively. Defense comes up big in that spot, and then you guys come out flying.
Yeah, definitely. The defense played a great game. I think we had 6 turnovers, was that? Devin McCourty had a couple interceptions, a couple fumble recoveries, too, especially on the goal line at, under the half, where it was huge by Vince Wilfork. So the defense played a great job, and it helps the chemistry going with the offense when the defense is playing great. And complementary football we were playing in the second half, and things went well from there.
Rob, when you guys were down 21-7, what was the, sort of the mood on the bench and what were guys saying to each other?
Well, I mean, it wasn't the end of the game. It was only the second half. And we knew we were making some plays, and we just had to keep on executing and just keep making plays. And just basically, you don't want to panic, because when you panic, nothing good happens from there. And we just sticked with our offense, sticked with our game plan. And everyone on offense was doing a great job, the whole lineman, from the receivers to the running back to the quarterback, that everything went well from there.
Was it as easy as it looked when once you guys got rolling? I mean, you see 3 straight possessions, like 4 and then 5. You know, I don't know. It looked like they were starting to roll over a little bit. You guys made it look a little easy.
It's not as easy as it looks. No, it's not a foul. I mean, those guys are out there, are great players, and you got to work your butt off out there, and you got to be going full speed out there in order to execute, in order to make some plays. So, just overall, everyone just came together as chemistry and worked hard, and things went rolling from the third quarter on.
Any way you were going to miss this game coming back home?
It's great coming home in front of friends and family and everything. It's great getting that victory, too. But I'm proud to be a New England Patriot. And I wasn't going to miss it.
Did you catch your fair share of abuse out there from, you know, these people that have known you all these years? It doesn't matter, I guess.
I mean, you hear it everywhere you go. I mean, whatever stadium you're in. But it's all part of the game, and it's all part of being a pro. And it kind of puts the fun in the game, too, stuff like that.
Your final question for Rob. You rarely fumble. What's that moment like after the fumble when the Bills put up some points on the board? I mean, how badly do you want to get back out on the field?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not a great feeling at all. I can tell you that right now. It's not a great feeling. And then the very next play, they throw a touchdown into the end zone. So, but thing is, you just got to overcome things. Just like if you have a great play, you just got to move on from the great play. If you have a very bad play, you got to move on, and you got to stick with the game plan and keep on moving on forward.